writing in the scriptures that is attributed to St. Luke, the Gospel and the Acts of the Apostles, indicates that the author is a person of education. The writing is some of the best in all of the New Testament. Also, this author has a tremendous imagination and is a tremendously gifted storyteller. There are stories that occur in Luke's Gospel that occur nowhere else. The story of the Good Samaritan, the story of the prodigal son, or today's Gospel story, the story of Lazarus and the rich man. Some say that Luke was by profession a physician, and others say that he was an artist, a painter. But whatever his profession was, truly he was a gifted storyteller. This story is a story about someone who doesn't see. Someone who is so self-preoccupied that he doesn't observe what is around him. There's nothing in this story that says that the rich man was evil. There's nothing in the story that says the rich man deliberately sought to harm someone. The rich man was self-preoccupied. All he saw was himself, his own life, his agenda, his work, his desires, his plans. He was so consumed with himself that he saw nothing around him. There on his doorstep sat a poor man who was sick, whose body was covered with sores. And he could walk by that man day in and day out and just not see him. Lazarus was invisible to the rich man. And yet, other people saw him. Even the animals of the neighborhood, the dogs, were aware of him. And so the story is about not so much the evil that is done, but the good that we fail to do. As we began worship today, we ask for God's forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned through my own fault in my thoughts, in my words, in the things that I have done, and those things I have failed to do. The sin of the rich man was found in those things that he failed to do. We are told that charity begins at home. And that's also the message of the Gospel story. This weekend, as United States Catholics, we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Catholic Charities USA, the national body of Catholic Charities, Catholic Social Service. And yet those works of charity initiated in this country were very local and not national at all. They arose out of communities like this, St. Matthew's, and they arose out of societies like the St. Vincent de Paul Society, in which neighbors looked after the need of neighbors, in which the sickness or the hunger or the homelessness of a neighbor was tended to by the love, the care, the respect of neighbors. There's a member of this parish who remembers very clearly that during Depression times, her father always had a bag of groceries in the back of the car and would stop going or coming from work and would leave those groceries with a neighbor who was facing a difficult time. Very simple. And that's what the story is about. The story is about the very simple, homey care that one person is to provide for another. This man who sat on the rich man's step was a neighbor. He was part of that local community. He was sick and he was hungry, and the rich man didn't see him. Well, what we do is we pray today that we may have eyes not only in our heads, but in our hearts, and that we might see our neighbor, especially the neighbor who is hungry, or who is homeless, who is thirsty, who is sick, who sits at our step and waits.